if they are having this experience, William, and they're on these different planes and these different levels, is it dangerous for them? Is it possible that these entities that are on the outside can possess the body while the actual astral body is out?
Well, then why don't they do it when we're asleep? I mean, I've heard this before on many occasions, and I feel strongly that we are protected in much more than we're aware of. Number one, we're each connected by our silver cord, but right. We're also protected by a guide or guides. And I have never felt threatened. I mean, I must admit I've had times where I was shocked and surprised by events that happened because I was uneducated about what to expect. And it took me, my God, 3 decades of experience to start to get a handle on some of this stuff. But I'm telling you that we're much safer than many people feel. Now, if you are fear-based, now this is one thing I have found from my study. If you have bought into this concept that there's demons running loose everywhere and they're about to pounce on you, you are not the person to explore self-initiated OBEs.
Why? Because, do you create it?
Because you will manifest it. You remember, it's your own fears being manifested. And this is very powerful. Because that's exactly what happens to people. Because people are afraid of the unknown. And certain people will absolutely create their own fears and manifest them before them in whatever form that they feel. This also applies to alien abduction phenomena. If we live in a culture absolutely saturated with alien abduction, okay. And aliens and this and that, and there are all kinds of them out there, don't you think that has an impact on your subconscious mind when you go into an altered state and leave your body?
No question about it.
It certainly would. It would affect the way that you view reality because everyone is looking through rose-colored glasses of your mind. So that's why it's good to get accurate information about this topic and other topics.
Okay, but in the 34 years that you've had OBEs, and I have to imagine it's the hundreds if not the thousands, have you ever had any entities or that feeling that entities were trying to grab you or anything as you were going through these different levels?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I absolutely have. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But I also feel that on most occasions it was my own fear I had to fight. I once confronted a giant sloth in one of my experiences.
Okay, so what about this? That these entities are real, these entities are there, but as long as you don't demonstrate fear or whatever this negativity might be, you're okay.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, you do more than that. You become proactive. You send, and I know this sounds a little bit simplistic, but you send positive energy towards that negative energy. You send, and I hate to use the word love, but it works.
It's positive.
It's positive energy. It's a matter of positive energy dissipating a negative formation of energy. And it's all energy we're talking about here. It's not about demons or aliens. It's energy that's manifesting to fit your, let's say, mental mold that you have created. And that's exactly the way the universe works. Remember, we're dealing with a substructure of matter. The energy substructure, that's what makes it so fascinating. And we are molding that substructure. Now, I'm not saying there isn't consensus realities. I don't want to confuse anyone here because I write extensively about consensus realities and non-consensus realities. In other words, energy dimensions that we can form and shape and others that we do not. But most of the time, people will experience their own energies.
Well,
just
you know,
like we do in the physical world.
The negative energy that some people give off then is got to be so devastating, so disruptive to whatever is happening to them that they have to learn how to send out this positive energy or they could be doomed.
Well, not doomed, but they certainly are. Just like in the physical world, we create our own drama. We create our own we create our own lessons in the physical world. We do the same when we're out of body. And that's what many people don't seem to get. They don't understand that they are the creators of their life. They create their reality with the power of their thoughts. Now, granted, in the physical world, it may take 20 years to manifest. But in the astral world, it's instantaneous. And that's what people have a difficult time understanding, because they're not used to seeing their own creative power manifesting before them. Because we're dealing with a much subtler form of energy, and thoughts are very powerful. Thoughts create everything around us. It just takes longer in matter to manifest.